Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening right through up to 7 o'clock. And thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you 4 in the morning. You heard that? You got it? 4 in the morning. She's back with you and she's taking you through the great show, I should say. Thank you, Bahle, for a wonderful show. We are taking it over from there and we are going to take it right through up to the hour 7. Sunday Live it is. You can call it Sunday Live. I will connect with Sipopoulos Khateb and also Jablan Dominic and let me see as to how we go about things and do. And even above that, we are going to try by all means, that we play some of the songs also that are befitting a mood of a time like this. Huh? And you know. Last week I was playing some old songs, man. And people were happy about that, eh? They're saying, hey, what our hopes are cool, man. In my house one day, I was playing these songs, and there was this older lady. And then she said, eish, wakuputa nakwela kisate waho jaifa. And also, I remember a Coco Smego would say, hey, watla wampola ya kamarimari. And then we would be playing Mary Mary by then, a beautiful song in this. And talking about Mary Mary, it's good that we start with them. How about that? We start with them. And we play a song that says, it is well. I don't know if you know the song that says, it is well. It's a beautiful song indeed. And a song that I think you will love so much. It's a beautiful song that I also believe that, you know, as time goes on, you will also see the goodness, you know, especially when you go through a situation and you end up saying, it is well with my soul. Listen to the voice box there.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
It is well with my soul. That's how we started, man. That's the song of Mary Mary. Sunday Live it is. My name is Ray. We are together throughout up to the hour 7 on this, the 6th of March. Yo, the year has really gone. You know what I'm saying? The year has gone, man. And of course, on the line, I have Jablan Dominic and Sipopoulos. Let me start with Sipo. Sipo, sawubona purwam.
Sawubona mfundisi. Sawubona mfundisi. Usaphila kodwa?
Ngiyaphila mbuze kuwe.
Sibingelele abalele emakhaya. Sibingelele mfuthu Jablan Dominic kakhulu. Sibonga umoya ongcwele siphama thuba. That they are still counted among the living.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. Jablani, my friend, is also on the line. Greetings to you, sir.
Greetings, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and how are you? Thank you for asking, my brother.
No, that's great. We nearly need to check each other. So we are still fine in these days, you know. Yes. So I'm glad if you are fine, my friend. And also, my friend Sipo, I hope also that you are doing great, and all the wonderful listeners, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
sir. Yes, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Oh, yes, Yahuwah, Elohim, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. And even as we start this show, we recognize him. We call upon his name. we glorify him. Our Abba, our Father, the Creator, our Elohim, Yahuwah, we bless him. We extol his name. There's none like him in our lives.
Oh, yes.
He is taking care of us each and every time. He has sown us, and he has knit us, and he has formed us, and he has prepared us, and he has given us a destiny, and he has also given us a name that is known to him. He has also written our names in the palm of his hands. He's also written our names in his heart. He knows us. He knows that we know his voice, and we know his voice because we know him. Oh, we bless him. There's none like him. There's none like him. There's none like him. I'm going to play a song that I've never played before after this.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
On the other shows, I've played this song, but I've never played it on this platform. And niggas, ave bangumsindo. Nkosi yami. And then today we are going to be talking about what is our deliverance all about?
Yeah.
What is our deliverance even all about? Ngatsen khohle ukudlala lengoma yakhohle. Hey, what is our deliverance even all about? When someone says come to a deliverance service, usuke eqondeni. And what is our deliverance, Tina, as believers? Okay. Mina ngibona njalo every time people are called to deliverance services. Please explain to me. And I'm not trying to mock here. Explain to me what agwan. What's going on in those deliverance services? How do they relate with the deliverance of the saints that we are told about? A deliverance that is divine. What do we mean by that? For to me, a deliverance should mean salvation.
Exactly.
It is also a promise of salvation and the victory of reward that we will get in that day. Deliverance also means protection.
Yeah.
Throughout, Psalm 91 verses 3 talks about protection. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. I mean, those are texts that would be happening currently or contemporarily in one's time. And here's a promise of deliverance. It's a clause of the promise of protection that the Father has given to the saint. Check it out. Check it out. I love this one because I saw my beard, 2 or 3, are starting to be gray. In Isaiah 46, Isaiah 46, verses 4. Even to your old age, I am he.
Yeah.
And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Even in gray hairs, says, I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
Amen.
Deliverance here, you see, he carries us through the journey of life. Even when we grow old, he continues with the covenant he has made. And then he continues to bear us.
Yeah.
To bear us.
Amen.
According to the covenant he has made, he carries us. Sometimes we wonder, why is Gula Somar Singa Shoni? Sometimes it's Buzamar Ugula Logan Ngobenjan.
Yeah.
Konumim Ganwam recently Gwakela Pulume Nyoga.
azange shone abamkamlanga nenyawo uthi ngizwe nje into ethi tla nganganaka yazi mara manje ngiyeza ukuthi lokhu mani ngathi kubhlungunyana mangibheka ngiyabona ngiphuma igazi mangithi nayo inyoka madodana kube usipho kubuye wagquma wajampa abantwana ade bantwaneni ningakhohlwa ngiyanithanda kodwa manje each and everyone for himself
nkosiyami Jesus
but uNkulunkulu uthangeka kwenze yena he will deliver us sipho ushayise ibhasi inhloko ingathathi kahle
siyami
ukhule ebunzibeni ubalekele ubabakho
Jesu
umama akho asogole kangaka ngawe yini le beyenzeka kuwe deliverance deliverance lezo insuku zendlala
Yeah.
Kodwa uyaphila nako. You are more healthy than abantu bebadla ama cornflakes.
It's a blessing indeed.
Wenzani ushukela? Hawu wena nako. Bekuthuka bethi uyokwenzana egoli ndoda, uyoba intandane.
Yeah.
Uzoba intandane. Buya la emsinga buya uhlale ukhule nezinye insizwa Kodwa yena he would take you from there just like he took Abraham
Yeah
and show you where you should go That guidance
Indeed, I should.
In the midst of all Fathers are not there We grow up skhulisa abo mama Nowhere to be found. There he is. Deliverance. They attack you at night when you're trying to help them. They take your car. They argue amongst themselves as to what to do with you. Simbulale. Simkipe moteni kichima. Send him. Yet the Father delivers.
Amen.
Protection.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen.
He says that even when you grow old, I will protect you. When you grow gray hairs, I will protect you. Check it out. Even in all spiritual attacks, when we talk about deliverance, Psalm chapter 18, verse 17, He delivered me from my strong enemy. This is not just any enemy, this is a strong enemy. From those who hated me. And check it out. For they were too strong for me.
You.
They were too strong for me. He speaks with regards to that. The strong enemy who is too strong. He delivers. Protects us. The attacks of the strong enemy who is too strong are strong and too strong. They are not just attacks. We can't bear them. Neither can we say, okay, this has hit me, I can take the hit. Here we can't take the hit. If it hits you, you die. Yet he delivers us from such. Kubekudala safa.
Njalo mfundisi.
Sakhinika ngeimoto ndoda saphuka inyawo saphuka imigogodlo Sathwala But he delivers For the enemy was too strong
One vision one voice one message Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Elaine has written a WhatsApp. It says, how are you? and greetings to you all. Sorry, Ray. I don't understand that kind of deliverance at all. Only God can deliver us in his perfect timing, Elaine. I don't know, Elaine, if you are responding to the question I was asking as to what kind of deliverances are people called to these deliverance services? Or you are responding to the verses that I'm reading about the deliverance that has been promised to every believer by the Father. And we are quoting scriptures of it. But I think you are responding to the deliverance that I was asking about. Yeah, it happens. Now, deliverance is also when the Father restores everything that the enemy has stolen from us. That is deliverance. Job chapter 42, verses 10. And Yahuwah restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, he gave Job twice as much as he had before. You remember Job, who lost everything, man? Even nails, fingernails, he lost them. Everything. Teeth. Everything was falling off, man. And I said in the beginning that deliverance should also mean salvation. Job chapter 33, verse 28, he will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light. It's when the Father redeems our souls from going down to the pit, and he and our lives see his light again. Go and check it. Job 33, verse 28. That's deliverance. Delivers from the pit of death. And what it is even all about. Let me start with you, Jabu, today. What comes to mind, man? What is deliverance to you?
Indeed, my friend, what a great topic, deliverance. You know, our God is our deliverer. And you've really made great examples and also quoted wonderful verses which support, you know, and explain also what is deliverance. But deliverance, I would maybe define it as when God rescues us. You know, it might be maybe in situations where maybe we are helpless. You know, maybe the devil has put us in a corner, but God comes and rescues us. Just like even our salvation, it was God's deliverance from the condemnation that was upon us, you know, and also even the penalty of sin that was upon us. So God delivered us. He set us free from, you know, all those snares, you know, that the devil had against us because of sin. And also, just to support my definition, according to Jeremiah 15:21, it says, so I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grasp of the violent. So the grasp of the violent, you know, when someone who is strong and powerful than you, you know, they've captured you, they are in control of you. There is nothing that you can do. You are helpless. Like, you know, as we were making an example, when I was hijacked, like, you know, I was helpless. You know, there was nothing I could do on my own. But God came through and delivered me, you know, from the grasp of the violent. You know, when the devil had really concluded that it's over with my life, but God came through and set me free and rescued me and delivered me.
Hey.
So that is deliverance, when we are at the grasp of the violent, of the enemies, you know, of Satan. But God comes through, you know, and God just rescues you. And people are shocked. Even when you tell your story, they can't believe. Even yourself, you've got nothing to say that is of yourself, to say that I fought or this is what I did. No, it was just God's hand, mighty hand of deliverance that came through and rescued you. So that is basically what deliverance is, my friend.
I hear you quite well, Jabu. Elaine says, Elaine has sent the WhatsApp again, says, now I'm talking about a deliverance service. Yeah, I thought as much. I thought that response was talking about that. I also been asking a question as to what's happening in these services, and and they call them deliverance services. There's a reason. Maybe someone will explain to us as to why. But we are talking about deliverance. What is it even all about? And what the word says with regards to it. You know? It also is a protection. I don't know, in Acts chapter 27, verses 44, if you remember those passengers who had a shipwreck.
Yeah.
You know, it says, and the rest, some on boats and some on parts of the ship. You know, all of them, none died. And so it was that they all escaped safely to the land. When they experienced that shipwreck, I think Paul was there. When they experienced that shipwreck, no one died.
Amen.
Whereas all of them could have died, man. A shipwreck is very violent. When the water comes up that ship, man, if you can't swim properly or something, or you become stuck on something, you're dead. It's amazing. It's a protection and a salvation. Second Samuel, let me compare Acts chapter 27, 44 with Second Samuel chapter 22, verses 17. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Eish. A chatty sander was 30 sanders. What comes to mind, Zibo?
Well, I'm from the Swede topic today. And I thank God, which I'll be learning as I'm learning now, concerning deliverance. And it is true from this, which it is our salvation, it's our freedom, it's our restoration, it's our redemption. Otherwise, we cannot talk about deliverance unless we talk about the believer, the one who has taken us from one kingdom into the other kingdom. And that is Christ himself, Yeshua Mashiach. That is why we move to the Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, it has delivered us from dominion of the darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
Yeah.
You see, it deliverance from is from that transference from one kingdom into the other. In other words, it is through Christ that we have found this deliverance.
Yes.
When God say no, you should have already been died long ago for this. When I saw your life, Nkulunkulu, a restorer, saving from that car accident, it really is truly a total deliverance that comes from Christ.
Absolutely.
And he has already set a level and a standard whereby he has put you there. In other words, it delivers, it's God's salvation, only him that is always conveyed to us. And it is amazing, it also talks about our freedom. For the freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit against to a yoke of slavery. When we have a salvation, Sibona, the total deliverance that brings us the salvation through the freedom that Christ has already had. Remember, from his successes, when we sing and look, it's not about Kalel, but there comes Christ. You know, when in our mouth, Exodus 14, verse 13, little, fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what deliverance. You learn even from this, it is through the deliverance that God is standing on me through Christ. And we need to tell the whole world, which we are what we are today. It is not a neither any
You know, when you look into this again, deliverance. Check Peter. Let's check Peter again. Let's go to, you know, to the book of Acts chapter 12. And I'll just look at two verses because of the show, you know, two verses. It says, verse 7, now behold, an angel of the Father stood by him, and a light shone in the prison.
Yeah.
And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly.
Yeah.
And his chains fell off his hands.
That's a total deliverance.
Yeah, it doesn't say then they said, Asfunis key, Asiochonchis key. Wait a minute, let me look for the key. He says his chains fell off. When he said, arise quickly, his chains fell off.
Yeah.
It is when the Father, it is when the Father set us free.
Yeah.
From chains of bondage.
Yeah, my God.
It can be that one is held up by a bondage of hatred.
Yeah, of that.
Of racism.
Yeah.
Of pride.
My God.
Of anger, violence, vengeance, revenge, resentment. Abuse.
Yeah.
And the angel comes and strikes your side. Go, 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 go. And when he looks up, says, rise quickly. When he rises, the chains are falling off as if they are made of plastic. Chabu, my friend, what comes to mind? Hey, they are young drunk straight girl.
Yes, indeed. You know, our God is such a wonderful God and a faithful God who rescues us and who delivers us, you know. So also the story about Peter when they were in prison. So how really God delivered them. It's also like miraculously. Like one even can end up not even believing Peter when he says, you know, the angel, you know, came into the prison and took me out. So, but that is God, you know, where even people think that, you know, you are locked to a point that you must just die. But God's hand of deliverance will reach you there and set you free, you know. Also, even if we look at the story of Daniel, when he was thrown into the lion's den, you know, but God stretched out his hand of deliverance and rescued Daniel. Mm. Instead of the lions to really, like, maybe, like, kill Daniel, but they... You know, like, they saw God. They respected God in Daniel's life. You know, they decided to fast that day. And then Daniel was not harmed because of God's deliverance, because of God's hand. So deliverance is when God really, like, protects us from dangerous situations that we are facing that are brought to us by the enemy, by the devil, you know. But God comes through and shows forth his salvation, shows forth his protection, and he, you know, like his power to save. That is deliverance. So if ever maybe in your life also there are things that you are going through or that you are facing, you know, maybe there are bondages that you want to break, you know, don't go to those services that are advertised that come, you know, we've got a week's deliverance ministry, because you're going just to really be deceived there. But trust God. His mighty hand of deliverance can reach where you are and break those burdens and break those chains and rescue you and set you free from every bondage that is in your life. God is able to deliver you without any man taking your money and claiming that you are going to be free. You know, instead of you being free, you become even more possessed, you know. So trust God, the deliverer. He is mighty to save and to deliver.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well. We trust he's blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are opening up the WhatsApps. You can send as many WhatsApps as you can. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We see much of the times people are speaking about deliverance services. We just want to hear from the Father as to what deliverance is all about. No manga manga business where someone just talks of experiences without the word. We need the word. We need the word, the living word. And we need to understand, you know, deliverance from that perspective. You know, we need to. So you can talk to us directly there. You can even testify about your own deliverance. Or you can give us a shout, 012-333-8699. Or 012-334-1322. Hello there. Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Elaine?
I'm good, thank you. No, what I meant, Ray, you know, when you get this invitation to deliverance service. I'm not saying that nothing is impossible with God, because my experience with the Lord was totally, you know, it was God delivered me, breaking strongholds, bondage. You know, it was just, you know, I've been at a service, and which they said they're doing a deliverance. But, you know, sometimes, and I've experienced this from people talking to me, they've reached like a spiritual high, and it all lasts at one moment. But, you know, it takes a long time to get to know God and for God to break all those chains and, for true repentance, salvation, and where you really have remorse before the Lord. And, I totally put my trust in God. As I said, I don't know, you know, it was certainly not my experience, and I wouldn't run to something like that. If I can explain it. I'd rather run to God and you know, pray to the Lord concerning, it was a long walk for me, staying in the Word, and you know, being convicted of my sin, which thank the Lord for His grace for delivering me and saving me and breaking all those bondage and strongholds. You know, that Satan will come and remind you of rejection, this, that, and then of sin as well. So I don't think in one service that you can be delivered. I don't know. You know, you hear of Damascus changes, like with Paul, but it takes work. It's not a matter of going to a service and then it's a done deal. No. That's what I meant about what
I heard you very well. I heard you very well. Thank you so much, Elaine. Thank you for your response. Much blessings all to you, all right?
Thanks, and there to Sipo and Javelani as well, and to all the listeners. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings to you, Elaine. All right.
Thank
there.
You.
Okay, there. Bye. That was Elaine Cowell there, and of course, from Rudeport. Thank you so much. We are open. The lines are open. You can also talk to us directly. Then let's hear what you say. What is deliverance according to the word of the Father? What is it that we learn from the word of the Father? What is deliverance even all about? You know, and many of us would say, "Kisaya ko deliverance service." I want to know what deliverance service is. Give yang. Kibata udziva.
My Aki. Wanbusisa. You're welcome, my brother.
Thank you.
Late first day of the week. We are approaching second day of the week when sunset.
Yeah.
My Aki, thank you, my brother. Angasingitin. Hold on. Wanga begi mofa, my Aki, and man, you know, Lomsebisi Wenzan is a good job.
for Baba Yahweh. May his Shekinah fill your house. Even done in Baku, in Liniaku, La Sala Corner, La Hamba Corner, the presence Yaka Elohim, even now. You Viela, my Aki, Kela Wuti, Maswingiana Gulum Sebensi, O Elohim Abusis a bonka abound Abazola Lela.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Abazo Fauna.
Hallelujah.
Maybe a set apart spirit, Ibenabo. The power of demons and the power of darknesses in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Isuge la gubo. And la paya go a good studio, there must be a glory.
Hallelujah.
That Shekinah fill the studio. Nama guest ako, mabazo kuluma. Haskera ugrabona, rugwee, the messenger. From Gubabu Elohim.
Amen.
My Aki, thank you so much. Satrubeka. Shalom.
You. Shalom, my Aki. Shalom. 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 And we're taking your calls. Let's hear. Hello there. Hi. What? Yo. I don't know what that is. Someone calls and plays that song. I don't know what that is. And I will leave it there. No comments. Rita says, Shalom, Brother Ray. Deliverance is when the Holy Spirit says, Vladimir Putin and Pope Francis, also Joe Biden, has no covering. Says, tell this to the Russians in the International Space Station. Evan. Rita, I want to find out what you're talking about. I really do. Rita says, for they also listen to Radio Pulpit with our beloved judge. Shalom. Michelle says, you are not mocking anyone, my Aki. You are doing Elohim's work. It's time for people to hear the truth. Hosea 14:9. Who is wise and understanding these words, discerning, and knows them? For the ways of Yahuwah are straight, and the righteous walk in them, but the transgressor stumbles in them. The enemy was too strong, Rita says. Maureen says, greetings, Brother Ray, Brother JD, and Brother SP. I visited my cousin last week and went with her to church. And they said it was a deliverance service. And they were shouting and screaming, others crying and falling down, binding and breaking strongholds from the devil. It went on for a good while, sending curses back to sender. And they say after all that is said and done, then they are delivered. But apparently, it happens every other Sunday. So I'm confused. Is God not the deliverer, as his word says? Eish, that's a good question. After seeing all that, you know, that's a good question. And here's another one. Says, Jesus Christ is our deliverance. And another one says, I want you to know that God loves you and God will take care of you because your Father God cares about you. Mr. B. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
I had to read that so that, you know, when the show is over, then there are about a few that you haven't read. I feel so bad, man. I feel so bad. Those who are sending voice messages, send them earlier. Send them earlier so that we can play them all. I feel so bad when someone goes to the effort of sending an a voice note and I don't play it because I've run out of time. It's not nice, you know. I respect you all. I'd like us to play your voice notes, to read your messages, to answer your calls within the time. Within the time. All right. Deliverance is what we are talking about. And it is what this is all about. Okay, Paul and Silas. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Acts chapter 16, verse 37. It's just like Isaiah 61, isn't it? For the Spirit of the Father is upon me because he has anointed me. To loose. Yeah. Yes. To set free those who are imprisoned, those who are imprisoned. And darkness, darkness imprisons people in many ways. You know, you can be an intellectual, you can have your PhDs, whatever, and still be in darkness, and still be in bondage, and still be a prisoner of the devil. You can be the most popular person on the surface of the planet, and still be under the dominion of Satan. You can be the wisest. You can be the most powerful genius that history has ever recorded about, and still be under the spell of darkness. We've seen that. We've seen with geniuses. We've seen that. And yeah, it is about... We're talking about those prisons where people who are educated, scientists, are saying, there's no creator here. Everything is just an accident. There was a big bang. That's an accident. That's an accident. But everything to have the order that they have, it is an accident. It happened by chance. That's what they say. In short... And those are indicative of being in prison. Tipo, what comes to mind?
It is amazing, Kundi Sukuti, our salvation is from the Lord. And when the Lord is doing it, it sometimes seems unbelievable. Remember, when God shut down all the power of the darkness, Gubu Nagala, his mighty hand at work in us. Nazi ngami mfundisi bangihlanya and uma umuntu ehlanya uhlanya ngoba ama level athile akakwazi ukuzikhulula yena ngokwakhe, even though you can see it, but you've got no power to save and to deliver yourself. So you need a supernatural power that will overpower that power that is already captured your mind and your spirit. And moreover, ngiyambonga umusa wakhe ukuthi through the laying of hand, mfundisi, I was delivered totally. There was no street, there was no water, there was no anything in pure yoni puzwai. But it is through the believers, Ababa Nomuera Nkulunkulu, just to take me into a prayer and then they lay in hand upon me. And I thank God to go to until now. When I see Muto Shanya every time, I see that God can able to save and to deliver that person because he is God of all flesh. What is impossible unto us as human beings, to him is possible. And last thing for this, it delivering. I aim for this, even a specialist asked, because God is the one who specializes in that. Umumbuki ishuka kwabantwana bakhe bekhululwa izanosi zithi la ngathi kunomuno kankulunkulu sijwayele izinto but
la khonamuno
kankulunkulu kuyasinga because ukuba na that uniqueness ukuthi hayi la akekho omunye umuntu, even the science cannot balance itself, it can't even show up ukuthi la bengenzeka. Umuntu uhana ezothola umntwana esenqelwe yi-nature. That's a total deliverance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Indeed, it's a total deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And let's hear from you as to what you say. You can also call us directly here in the studio.
It's 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. And 012-333-8699. Oh, hello, Pazayot. Can't let go to Ezale. Yeah, I say, why you my dad? How go see him? Oh. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Tate.
Hello, Mama. Look I.
How?
No, Mama. Somehow, I don't know. It looks like you are interrupted. Do you know when your phone is bugged? When you try to talk, your phone becomes interrupted, then this music comes in. Have you realized? And I think this is the case here. I think it's the case. Call us again, Mama. Call us again. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. I am keen to hear from you. Mguni!
Nyanbulisa, Pastor A.
Sobona.
Yes, Amalgachis.
Amen.
Nyanbulisa, nonke, nyeka, Amalgachis.
Thank you.
Yeah, nonke, nonke.
No chab. Uti chabu.
Nyeka, Amalgachis, nyanbulisa. Pastor A.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, yazin, bokfaneleng seven, kurumangam, boksabe, bokfaneleng seven, and I'm French. Bule weekend.
Yeah.
Kodwa ngoba bokufanele ngithole le deliverance le engithole namhlanje. Yes, every Sunday masendlini kaJehova sithole deliverance. But ikhona le uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi sizwe sithole. Idiliveke enhlizweni zethu emoyeni yethu ukuze impilo iqhubeke.
Yeah.
Ukuze abonakalise uNkulunkulu, abonakale uNkulunkulu awuNkulunkulu ngoba siphila phakathi kwabantu abangakholwa, Pastor Ray. And labantu abangakholwa, mawukholwa kuba amanzi noparafini. Ngalesikhathi kwamanzi neparafini, isikhathi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi enze usuku lokuthi yabona this day, today, namhlanje ngalesikhathi uzaba usendlini kaJehova. Udeliviwa imeseji yakho ezokuthoba inhliziyo, ingagcini ukuthoba inhliziyo, ikuthoba umoya, uwehle wazi ukuthi konke okwenzakalayo mina uNkulunkulu ngikhona lapha ku-act. Mawufunda besifunda u-act namhlanje mayelana nengelosi ukuthi ungakhathazeki, ingelosi izobe nawe like u-Abraham no Sarai. USarai wathi mabamtshela ukuthi uzothola ingane. Wahleka. UNkulunkulu waye wayeyazi ukuthi uzothumela ingelosi zakhe. Ngaleso sikhathi kwakuyideliverance yakho uSarai noAbraham. So exactly nathi siyabantwana bakaNkulunkulu siphila kuleso simo. Futhi kulesikhathi esikuso khona uNkulunkulu uziveza ngandlela zonke. Kuningi esisazokubona siyabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Asikakaboni lutho kodwa kuningi mina ngi-experience i-life kaNkulunkulu njengoba ngilapha emsebenzini. Izinto ebengizibona ezibuhlungu, Pastor Ray, ezenzakala kimina, Pastor Ray. And ngoba uNkulunkulu emuhle ethembekile angigcwalisa peace kuso sona leso simo. Izinto mazenzakala, Pastor Ray, bazenza around you, bakhohlwa ukuvala phezulu ngoba uNkulunkulu uza ungena noma kukuphi, angena fohle enhlizweni, afohle emoyeni, athi angeke uphatheke kanje ngikhona, athumele iingelosi zakhe zikukhosele, zikuvikele. I-deliverance, Pastor Ray, ikhona baba, futhi manje sisazoyibona siyabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, khule sisazokubona. Kuso sona le simo lesi esisibona manje isikhathi sokubona i-deliverance ebantwaneni bakaNkulunkulu. Uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu umphila, uphila ngempela, wazi ukuthi ukhonza bani, ufuna bani. UNkulunkulu wathi ufuna ubuso bami, uthi simfune uNkulunkulu ngoba uyatholakala. So nathi isikhathi leso ukuthi sifune ubuso bakaNkulunkulu, isikhathi sokudlala, Pastor Ray, siphelile. Jabo, Sipho, siphelile isikhathi sokudlala, isikhathi sokukhonza uNkulunkulu, isikhathi sokuthi singene ngeenyawo zonke sizwele umusa kaNkulunkulu, ubukhulu bakhe, abantu bambone. Siphelile isikhathi sokukhuluma ngoNkulunkulu, isikhathi sokuthi abantu bamazi, bambone. I-deliverance sisazoyithola siyabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga, Pastor Ray. Yeah.
right. Siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu mamnguni, siyabonga, siyabonga, siyabonga. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say.
I'm back again, Maggie. Yeah, deliverance, my Aki. Which means makuthandazela umuntu or demon possess or confused. Like I got a call this week, my Aki, and somebody asked me to meet. Hey, Aki was talking terrible things that is better to end his life, and Aki, I opened the scripture. I read. We read. He says, you don't understand. I say, it's you don't understand. I said, listen. He says, listen. I said, listen to Elohim's words. How something really more process my Aki, and then the person smile. I think nothing I shall now. I shall now. Mela when I shall now. I shall now. I need this more and more. You need Yahshua. Nelizwi lakhe mina. I'm just a servant. Now, waba delivered. You know, Brother Ray, abantu emabandleni, ungaya la ku Exodus 19, 14, 15, na umusha prepare abantwana baka Israel. They are going to meet Elohim. Athi bawashe impahla sabo 3 days before bazohlangana Elohim. Athi, no man is supposed to come near to a wife or have sex You'll find abo brother and abo baba. Babega bantu sandla. And then baleli naba faz babo. Aba yina my girlfriend. Labantu bangoli le brother. They ate more demons kwa bantu. Remember O Moses. Ayo deliver bantu anaba Israel from the bondage of sin. And the bondage of slave. You understand? Like, oh, Yahshua, to remember a man was staying in Matunin. Yahshua delivered that man from the power of demons. Understand? What deliver umuntu, brother? Reunga deliver umuntu akulayo. Kakulu, atkinisili moya emit. That is a deliverance. What deliver umuntu from the power of darkness, brother? I don't know, my acuting begegashe. Omo yung fundis, living chalo, where I work, and as I was working as intelligent, being a born good ones, invite me many times, as in I'm fine. Hey, kunoli lela payana, brother Ray. Naboni timoni, lisher on fundis. Ha ha ha, lem said. Now, shut up in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Timon lang perangati, shut up. In the name of Yahshua. You must come out of that person. Wasala pants, what a boo. At the stand up, be careful about your way. Change your ways. So, my Aki, there's a lot. There's a lot, man. Like, there's a time when I'm down. My Aki, and then I'm busy. I have come to my senses. And I go no somebody who's a bamba and I'm trying. When Kuluman, I say, Wang Fonella, or Yamaza, and Kulmeka, my Aki. Please, my Aki, take off that person. Shalom.
Thank you, Mayaki. I really appreciate. Rita says, no covering. Revelations 14:4, defiled with women has no covering. All right. Okay. Lerato says, Dumelang Baruti, God delivers us from our darkness. John 10:10, 1 Timothy 2, verses 4. That is Lerato there. That is Lerato there. And then Maria Star. Maria Star says, John 14, verses 14, Jesus said, you can ask anything by my name. I'll give it to you. Believe in God's words. That is the deliverance. Says, my name is Mom Maria. Mom Maria, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. May the Father bless you abundantly.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.